Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. I'm really, really excited to have the gorgeous Emma Milden with us today to talk all things spiritual activism and the evolution of goddess. So Emma, if you don't know, has been crowned by the Huffington Post as a true millennial mystic leader. She is a spiritual activist and the international best-selling author of her book, The Soul Searcher's Handbook, and newly released Evolution of Goddess, published with Simon & Schuster. Her work has been translated into 11 languages and has helped thousands of people exploring the world of spirituality. So thank you so much, Emma, for being here today.
Hey, I'm excited. I haven't done a podcast in so long, so I'm so itching to talk to you, Emma. This is going to be fun.
I'm so excited to talk about your new book and all of your amazing work. And I actually came across your Soul Searcher's Handbook quite a few years ago, and I read half of it and then lent the book to my friend, and I still to this day haven't had it back, so I'm desperate to read the end of it.
Oh, I love it. No, you're a good friend, and that's totally what that book and all my books are meant to be, you know, like the type of book that you can come and go from and chop and change and open and skip chapters. And yeah, it's no one's got time to read a book from front to cover in one sitting anymore. So yeah, I love that you did that. That's so nice of you to share. Thanks for sharing my book.
And, you know, thank you for being here as well, because I know you are imminently about to become a mother. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Kind of, yeah, all the emotions are real. It's interesting. It's evolution of goddess is physically happening to me at the moment. My boobs are ginormous, babes, and I have this giant belly and what I call salami nipples. It's all go. So yeah, I'm in a new stage of learning. It's yeah, gonna be interesting.
Absolutely. So my first question to you today then is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Oh, I love talking about this, because I think for all of us, we're all born, you know, with spirituality pulsing through us, and it's just how well it's nurtured and encouraged in us, you know, society, and a lot of time our parents, our conditioning, our family won't mean to, but they kind of beat it out of us or talk us around with logic. So for me, I was really lucky. Actually, my childhood, I was adopted into a really loving family in New Zealand, and I was definitely the black sheep. They said that I was creative, and creative was their word for spiritual. So quite often they would encourage my creativity by letting me be what they classified as kind of a little weirdo. So I had this room full of crystals and fairies and orcas and dream catchers and Native American flutes and incense burners from Morocco, and just, you know, like probably not your normal 5-year-old bedroom. But they, yeah, totally let me be who, you know, I didn't know any different, and they didn't teach me otherwise, which was pretty cool. So yeah, I was pretty lucky in that respect. Realistically though, you know, I had to get out in the world and go to school and make friends and fit in, and my spirituality did get squeezed out of me a little bit, more so just because I just wanted to fit in and be like everyone else. So it wasn't really, I didn't really come back into my full woo-woo self until I was in college, teenager. And my mother that had raised me, that had adopted me in when I was a baby, got diagnosed with terminal cancer. And there was something so beautifully profound about going through death with someone that opened the door back to my spirituality, because we talked about healing and about life after death and reincarnation and angels and guidance and the universe and the meaning of life and all of these conversations that I guess had been tabled to being part of my creativity became part of the norm in our house. So yeah, well, it was sad, and I mean, everybody listening will have an experience where they've grieved something, whether it's a relationship or a job or a person. They'll understand that it's a transformational opportunity that happens. So yeah, that was kind of how I stepped back into my spiritual self.
It's really powerful, and you know, like you say, these kind of big events in our life can bring us back, because it's so uncanny the amount of people I speak to on this podcast who say they were very spiritual and very connected as a child, and then obviously as they were growing up they kind of had to suppress it, and then a big life event or even rock bottom happened, and then, you know, it all came back up. So I mean, it's beautiful that your, you know, your mother was able to kind of give you that as her parting gift as such.
But definitely. And you know what, I think, you know, I even this podcast, like Spiritual Queen, and stepping into that sense of like being crowned in your spirituality, and that sense of reverence and devotion around your spirituality, you know, that's normally connected with someone who has gone through, you know, I'm sure people that are drawn to this podcast are people that have had, like you say, that rock bottom, that crash and burn, that what was I thinking moment, where they've driven themselves into a spiritual brick wall, in a sense, or life has, to give them one big wake up. And the thing that I love about within that moment is that you can either be a victim or you can choose to evolve through it. And so interesting to see how people take up that challenge. It's, yeah, a beautiful thing.
Love it, and I absolutely agree. So you call yourself a spiritual activist. What does being a spiritual activist mean to you?
I think it really means helping be a pioneer in awakening women, and giving, well, not just women, you know, but giving people the opportunity to really step into themselves and cheerlead other people and stand up for shifting opinions around what may have been the norm, particularly around New Age. I mean, it's such an amazing time for us to be alive, because New Age is now the Now Age. And my another author, beautiful friend Ruby Warrington, she's kind of coined that phrase, the Now Age, and it's so true. You know, we're so lucky that consciousness, spirituality, and what used to be considered woo is very much now mainstream and a lot more accepted, and we're kind of coming into this phase of leveling, I guess, the conscious playing fields. And it's really evident, I guess, when we see someone who's very not awake and the world notices now, and it's quite interesting. And I think, yeah, there's this beautiful polarization as well as evolution. Not just within ourselves, there's a lot of people taking responsibility for developing and learning and growing and healing and working through their stuff, as well as society making everyone a lot more accountable too. So it's, you know, we're all having to do the work, but as a result, it's big shifts are happening. It's pretty cool.
Definitely. So how can, you know, my listeners and even myself become more of a spiritual activist? What top tips would you give?
I think the fact that they're listening to their this podcast is like amazing. Tick, well done you. You're already doing it. You know, like, I think the biggest thing is trust your journey and trust yourself. It's very easy to become distracted, particularly with Instagram and stuff. We're all human, and you become distracted with where other people are and what they're doing and the retreats that they're doing and what they're reading. And yes, take those spiritual breadcrumbs and let them guide you into your next lesson or your next course or your next book or the next podcast you're going to listen to. But also try and stay in your spiritual lane. So by staying in your spiritual lane, I mean focus and follow your soul. You know, focus on where you are in your journey. It's not a spiritual race, you know, like, and the more that you can do that and go within and say, actually, I need a year where I go off the grid and I become a hermit and I just read books and have baths and watch Netflix, and that's okay, you know. And then I have a year where I go out and I travel and I'm social and I connect with new people and I meet new spiritual teachers and I, you know, put myself out there, you know, ebbing and flowing through your journey and following what your soul needs is really the best way to become an activist. Because I think a lot of people think you need a sign and a fist in the air and a t-shirt that, you know, states where you are spiritually. And yes, that is so good and we need those people in the world that are showing up, but there's a million ways to show up, and showing up in your truth is probably the most important thing that you can do.
So true. So your new book, Evolution of Goddess, is all about divine feminine and how we can activate our feminine superpowers. So how can we do that? What are your top tips?
Yeah, well, I guess again it's stepping into that truth. There's a lot of people that I guess start out, and that's kind of where Soul Searcher's Handbook kicks in. You dabble in things, so you might sniff around crystals or try a different type of yoga or go on that retreat that you were kind of nervous about but ended up loving. Evolution of Goddess is once you've kind of explored spiritual tools and exercises that resonate with you and you know your spiritual self a little bit better and you're ready to really step in to that self. So that's kind of where you get more creative, when you're ready to share your voice, when you're ready to show up and you're not kind of afraid to hide your mandala tattoo, or, you know, hide your crystal under a stack of post-it notes on your desk. You know, you're ready to kind of own it. And
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And not become like a preacher. No one wants to be dictated to on their spiritual journey, but you're there as kind of a beacon for other people, and you'll find people will get drawn to you and say to you, hey, what did you think of this book? Or where should I go if I'm interested in this? And you become a voice or a guide or a support for other people. So that's kind of the processing behind, for me anyway, behind Evolution of Goddess. And people stepping into to that side of their spirituality.
I love it. And let's talk more about the term goddess. So what does goddess mean to you, and what inspired you to write that book?
Yeah, you know, it was so interesting because obviously working with publishers, you know, my publishing team were not spiritual, and I love that because, you know, you kind of have these tug of war conversations, and that's exactly kind of what I wanted to have with the reader as well. So it was so perfect that I was working with these editors that kind of thought I was off the Richter woo, sandals and candles kind of crazy, because I consider myself quite mainstream spiritual. So when we started talking about the term goddess, the dictionary got flung around a lot, and a lot of the historical and really earthy terms of what goddess is came into play. And so what I did was weave that kind of logical and ancient practical definition of goddess with what we would expect a goddess to be today. So the real definition in terms of dictionary, the Merriam-Webster definition of goddess, is someone who is deeply admired, or you know, like kind of like put on a pedestal to society, seen as a deity type personality in their behavior. So when you think of their behavior, it's kind of like the ethics, their morals, how they compose themselves as a person. And when we think of that in New Age, it's basically someone who is aware, conscious, and takes responsibility for their energy, what they bring into a room, what they bring to a person, you know, the sort of message or legacy they leave behind them, which I think you, Emma, with this podcast and your book, Spiritual Queen, all the people listening to this podcast who have something burning within them or some sort of thing that they want to leave behind, they're getting some sort of soul calling to step up or do something or stand up for the underdog, and kind of step into that space. They're all people that are stepping into their goddess, stepping into their spirituality, stepping into that divine energy within them that kind of gives them that soul shield to go out into their day and stand for something.
I love it. And what can we expect from Evolution of Goddess then? What can we expect to learn?
Well, the thing with the book is you have to do the work, and some people love that and some people hate that because, you know, and I get it, you know, we're in a busy time where some people just want to be told, this is broken, how do I heal it? Give me the crystal and the aromatherapy oil and I'll go about my business, you know. The thing with us, evolving as people, you know, like any sort of self-development, you have to really dig in and kind of sniff around yourself in terms of who you are, who you want to be, what you're here for, what inspires you, what ignites you, you know, what deflates you, what takes energy away from you. I mean, no energy is free. So it's really starting to kind of lay in the space of yourself and understand what feeds you and what starves your soul in that sense.
Definitely. And I agree with that. So moving on to motherhood then, which is, you know, obviously a new journey for yourself. How has your pregnancy allowed you to connect to your divine energy more? Have you got any top tips for mums to be?
Definitely. Oh my God. I mean, I'm a big advocate of always being the learner. I'm never the teacher. I'm always the student. And pregnancy has been one big fat school class, sit down, shut up and listen situations for me. I got incredible morning sickness. Like, wow, a good day, I will be sick 20 times. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I'm like one of those wusses that seem to really panic when it's time to be sick. You know, like, and so that was interesting because I started to really understand the more that there was a new moon or a full moon, the more sick I would be, the more emotion I would be, the more I'd be pulled. Things would be pulled to my surface. And I was, you know they say morning sick, but I was mourning, grieving something. And so, yeah, I've really had to work through the layers of myself. And, you know, I just wasn't really thinking about what might have been laying beneath it. But really it was things that my mum had experienced in her pregnancy with me. Obviously I was given up for adoption and there was a lot of anxiety and fear and guilt and all that stuff that comes with that pulsing through my mother, that was pulsing through me. And yeah, so there's a lot of things that I think women digest when they're pregnant that they aren't even aware of, and there's a lot of ancestral ties and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's a fun time to release stuff, but you're literally purging.
Quite literally, sickness and in healing.
and getting fatter while you do it, so it's good times.
And salami nipples, as you said, the most important.
Exactly. Oh, they're amazing. I'm tempted, like, you're lucky there isn't a video. I would totally be showing you all.
So finally, my last question to you is, what is one piece of life advice that you would give to my listeners today?
You are your own best teacher. And I know that it's probably something, it's not a new thought idea. It's probably something that they've been told or they've heard or deep down they know. But if you aren't willing to listen to your own higher self, that inner voice, that soul niggle, that spiritual nudge that you get, then you are totally going to get stuck in the spiritual rut. And yes, there are so many divine teachers out there that can help guide, educate, inspire, and motivate you. But you are the one that has to take action on that first call, and that comes from you. So if you're sitting there thinking, where do I start? What do I do? How can I get into this? Or how do I learn more? Or how do I start that book or start up that podcast? You just need to shut up and listen to yourself for a minute, because it's all in there. It's all in you. You have your own guides and your own team and your own soul that is programmed to guide you into the most amazing spaces. So in lots of ways, you just need to get out of your own spiritual way.
So, so true. And I think it's so easy to like give our power away and almost get lost in that noise of all the spiritual teachers, all of the books, all of the YouTube videos, all of the podcasts. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you can say amazing advice, I can say amazing advice, but you know, it has to resonate with you, that like it has to feel good to you and be true to you. And at the end of the day, your inner sat nav is, it will never lead you astray as long as you always listen to that. And I think, you know, we can get so caught up in opinions and people's judgments and think that that's the right thing to do. But like, truthfully, you are the only person who's ever going to know what the right thing to do is. And it, like you say, it's listening to that. It's like becoming still and listening and trusting like your inner power, trusting your judgment.
Well said, Em. That is amazing. I couldn't have said it better. You're amazing.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, hon. So how can my lovely, or where should I say, where can my lovely listeners find you online if they want to learn more about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I have a website. I answer all my emails and all my Instagram messages personally. I don't outsource any of that. I believe it's energy. So if you message me, I will honestly message you back. So yeah, you can find me, Emma Milden, online. Sniff me out. Come say hi. Ask me any questions. I'm literally there to help. I don't, you know, I walk my talk. If you want to ask me about what crystal you need for your menstrual cycle, I will reply.
Do you know what, that's so good though, because I'm like that myself. I try to reply to every single message I see, and I think there is so much beauty behind that, having that connection, and you know, it's rare to see, so I'm glad that you do that too.
Likewise. See, it must be an Emma thing.
It is. Emmas are awesome. And good luck with your baby as well. I can't wait to see some gorgeous photos when you're ready.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next installment.
So apart from babies, what is next for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, the most amazing thing happens when you start brewing a baby is your creativity goes through the roof. So I have had to cover a wall in post-it notes with ideas and books and business ideas. And close the door and walk away. I'm an Aries. I'm not good at doing that. I like to charge ahead and get stuff done. I'm a doer. So yeah, there's a lot of things in the pipeline, and I'm just trying to push and bat away opportunities and ideas in the meantime, so I can just be the best mama, and then from there work the juggling act of a new ball in the air, a baby, and, you know, doing life. So we'll see. There's definitely another book in there. When that happens, who knows?
Exactly. And, you know, you've got all the time in the world, so enjoy the precious moments with your little girl.
Oh, thanks, babe. Thanks so much for having me. I've loved our chat. You've got the best energy.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've absolutely loved doing this podcast with you and learning all about goddesses, spiritual activism. Thank you so much for coming on. And you can also find Emma's website linked down below. I'll make sure to put it in the description box for you.
Amazing.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. I appreciate all your views and listens. And as always, you can find more about Emma in the description box down below, and of course about myself and life coaching also. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'm sending you all lots of love. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.